The annual Holy Family Elementary Chili Supper and Bazaar is set again this year for the end of January, but they've got some changes coming as well. Organizer Jessica Acosta stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
So we're changing from dinner to lunch, so it'll be 11 to 2 this year on Sunday the 29th.
Well, that's a big change.
Yeah.
You said some changes. I wasn't expecting a whole shift, but that's very cool. What's the reasoning behind that?
We're trying to pull in different crowds, maybe. You know, people don't necessarily want to spend their Sunday evening when they have to get kids up ready for school the next day. So we're trying to pull in maybe after church crowds, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's so much going on. It's like every weekend I look at my calendar and think about everything I want to do and all the things that I'm going to be able to do.
Yeah.
And the difference is always disappointing because I was like, there's always things I want to get to that you just can't.
Yeah. Yeah, so we just want to see if we can pull in some more people and have everybody enjoy it.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, and this is one of the biggest fundraisers for the Catholic schools for the year, right? So it is important that you get a pretty good crowd on these things.
Yeah. Yep. It helps, you know, with our, you know, running cost and school, classroom things, stuff like that.
Yeah, operations. And that's one of the things I always like to talk about when we talk about these fundraisers down at both Holy Family and at Thomas More Prep Marion, is it's not like the public schools here. And not to say that they don't use fundraisers for good causes, because they do. But what you guys need this funding for is literally keeping the doors open.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep. It really benefits our everyday, you know, stuff.
Yeah. So anything else that coming up people should know about changes for this one?
I think the biggest thing that we're still kind of wanting to get out there is they can still donate for the silent auction, and that can be turned into the school, or they could call the girls that are in charge of that, Kelsey Fonenstil and Natalie Ellis. They're in charge of that, always looking for, you know, donations and stuff that people would like to help with.
Yeah, what are some examples of things that are donated from community members?
People donate, you know, Apple Watches, craft items. I know we have always a couple people donate gift certificates for, like, to get their hair done and stuff like that. It's always a big, It's always a big time to, you know, donate TVs, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So it's various items, really.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Very cool. But so I'm kind of thinking more like items you can use in the home that would make for a good auction item.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes.
How do they get in, you know, I know you mentioned just calling the school. Mm-hmm. Is that the easiest and best way for someone to set them up with a donation?
I think so. Off the top, I don't have the information for the girls, but yeah, if they call the school, they can get a hold of Tony in the office, and then she can forward on to the girls.
Very cool. Yeah. And you know, something else that I like about the Chili Supper and Bazaar is it does kick off Catholic Schools Week, mm-hmm. which is such an important time for the area Catholic schools to make their presence known and help connect with the community.
Yes. Yeah, and we like to open up our Chili Supper to the whole community. Let everybody come in, enjoy, you know, games for the kids, bingo, cakewalk, other carnival-style games, and then enjoy looking at the silent auction and looking at the raffle items that they can submit tickets for.
Mm-hmm.
And then also enjoy some really good home-cooked meal.
Yeah, that's the important thing, right? Getting the chili.
Yeah.
Is the calendar of events out yet, or is that still coming?
I think it should be out. So I can just give a brief. So Saturday we'll do a preview of the silent auction, and that will be from 10 to 4. And then that will also be open 11 to 2. It's online again. So all the bidding can be done online from the comfort of your home. And then we'll have the book fair running the day of the Chili Supper, and then that will also go through Catholic Schools Week. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing the takeout option again for the chili supper, and that'll be on the south side of the school. And so 11 to 2 will be our dinner or our lunch. So tickets can be purchased ahead of time. They can be purchased day of. Silent auction is in the upstairs gym. Game room is in activity center. Chili supper dinner portion is downstairs in the little theater.
Very cool. Again, is that the last weekend of January?
Yes, the last weekend of January.
So if I was going to pull up a calendar to get those dates, but I can't even get to the calendar. So I guess if you just mark your calendars for that last weekend of January. Here we go, 28th and 29th.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking at. Very cool.
Yep.
Well, anything else you think, Jessica, that the audience needs to know to get ready for this event?
So I have a couple, you know, raffle items that are going to be up for grabs this year. So one will be an enrollment fee for Holy Family next year, which is a big one. Some gift cards and then a Traeger table.